This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where one of our favorite guys joins us. I can't wait to hear what he was thinking as he was watching that first quarter against the Steelers the other night. From NFL.com, he is Mark Sessler. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are fine. We've recovered from the first quarter. Have you?
It was totally surreal to watch. There was so much football over Saturday and Sunday, and part of our job is we're just taking endless notes on every game. And when it got to the Browns game, I just shut the computer and stood up. I don't think I sat for more than 3 minutes that entire game, maybe for a spot during halftime. Stood about a foot from the television and couldn't believe what I was watching. I was on pins and needles like all of you the entire time, and it felt like a dream. It felt totally surreal for this longtime Browns fan and so many others.
I keep going through the beginning, and I'm just still wondering, you know, how the Browns were able to, you know, we know the turnovers made the difference, but the game plan they had and how they were able to get through that game with the offensive line, especially in the second half, to me is just remarkable.
I sometimes you get so late into these seasons and these teams take on characteristics and lives of their own. And I just saw the Browns team that just wanted it more. I think it really began even with that opening errant snap over the head of Big Ben, and the way that Big Ben and James Conner kind of wobbled after the ball. They didn't really know who was going to dive on it. There was miscommunication. And then you've got four Browns defenders heat-seeking towards the end zone. It just sort of set the tone right there, and things for Pittsburgh utterly collapsed. And it felt to me sort of like a loss for Pittsburgh that really, I think, redefined the opening of a new era. I mean, for obvious reasons, you might not have Big Ben after this season. But I saw a Cleveland team for really, you know, look at this long rivalry between these two that just, I think, said we are going to slice up and excise all these ghosts of the past. I think this Browns team really understood the messaging, and they showed that video that the team was shown before the game of all the lifelong fans trying to communicate how important this game was. And the message was received, and that it was received with, you know, Kevin Stefanski in his basement and Bill Callahan out of the loop and so many coaches gone and players out of the mix. It says so much about how this team has been organized and coached and their execution and how much these players care. It's a great story. I think it's the best story in the league right now, and it's fascinating to witness.
How improbable was that win? Because, Mark, I mean, it's the Steelers. You've lost 17 straight there. There are all those factors. But then when you mix in everything else, NBC couldn't have been happier with everything that happened there. The NFL couldn't have been happier. I think it might be the most improbable win we've seen in a long time in the NFL, not just for the Browns.
I think so, too. And I think that, you know, the Cleveland Browns take on an era, an aura that you know, not, is not totally unlike something like the Chicago Cubs, where there's a national anticipation to see how they would perform in that spot. And people know the history, and they know the dark recent history over the past 20-plus years. And so there's a national fascination. This isn't, hey, let's see if the Bears can beat the Saints. There's a totally different feel to it. And, you know, I think it helped Cleveland to go through what they've been through really since before the Jets game. But even before that, to lose players left and right on their defense, to lose Odell Beckham, but really with what happened to them, I think, with the corona issues before the Jets game and how they've had to, you know, flexibility above all, absolute a willingness to learn however and practice however during the week helped them a ton. It really did. And they came in without any sense of distraction. They refused to point fingers or spread blame or give reasons on why they might be knocked out. It just, you never heard a word of it. And I think that's a well-coached team.
How important is it going to be for the Browns this week to have Denzel Ward back and to be able to kind of, you know, solidify a little bit of a defensive stand, especially knowing what Ben Roethlisberger was able to do last Sunday?
I think it's huge. I mean, he's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Obviously, you look at the team that they're playing, Travis Kelce, you know, Tyreek Hill, the way that Patrick Mahomes uses all his weapons in every game. And you've got to find a way, I think, to get Kansas City off the field on a couple drives versus allowing them to, when the Chiefs have been held under 25 minutes of possession, they are 2-6 since 2018. So going back a couple seasons. So that's your key. I mean, can Cleveland, one thing that kind of concerned me about the Steelers game and where it got, I think, real thorny for those of us watching it was that the offense went into a bit of a cocoon and a sleep in that game. And they had four drives that were just about a minute long and it kept allowing Pittsburgh back in. If they can get their possession time, I think, on offense up, it will help a ton. And this is a defense that's a little bit different than Pittsburgh's. If you look at Football Outsiders and the weighted DVOA, which I think is one of the best metrics out there, the Steelers and the Chiefs and the Browns are, you know, both their defenses struggle, and they're down at 26 out of 32, the Chiefs, and the Browns are 25. So I think that this is it lines up as another game that is going to be high scoring. You're going to need Cleveland to put up points like they did last week. And I was real encouraged to see Baker Mayfield get rid of the ball as quickly as he did against that pass rush. I think you're going to have to do that again this week. But there's evidence that Baker Mayfield can operate in that environment.
Mark Sessler is joining us from NFL.com. Mark, in our first segment today, we went over how do you beat Kansas City. And so we looked at the teams that did it over the last 2 years. And they had two things in common. And I think it's a real fine line. This is not easy to do. All but one of them scored at least 31 points. The only team that didn't was Indy, who scored 19. And all but two of them ran the ball at least 35 times. So you're running the ball, which thinks, okay, you're taking your time to score because you're controlling the clock, yet you're scoring 31 points. That's an interesting combination. Can the Browns achieve something like that?
I think they can. I mean, look at Cleveland's offense. This may be the best Browns offense that we've had in decades. I mean, it really is. And I'd have to go back to the late 80s teams for any sort of a comparison. And that's a completely different era. Cleveland scoring 30 points, I think, is completely possible. And you talk about success on the ground. I mean, they're set up on that front. Their offensive line is playing, no matter who's in there, they're in total concert. It's one of the best offensive lines in the league. I'd put it at perhaps the best right now, the way it's operating. That's strength. And so that tells you right there that you've got the personnel and you've got the approach, and they've got a track record of using the run to keep the ball away from the opponent. And that's what you do with Kansas City. And I think this, converting third downs, again, you can't get into this scenario, which happened against Pittsburgh, where there were a couple three and outs. They were struggling on third down when they really could have put that game away. And the Browns a couple times this year, I look at Tennessee too, where they get up big early and then the other team comes back in. That's going to happen against Kansas City. This is a team that, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the Titans going up 24-0, or the Texans going up 24-0 on the Chiefs. And where were we, 2 hours later in that game? This Kansas City scores fountains of points very quickly. So you have to expect that. They're going to get theirs. But Cleveland just has to do what they've done. And I think this game will be competitive into the fourth quarter. Then anything can happen.
There's so many good storylines going into this game. There's local stories like Travis Kelce. There's, I'm still laughing about this. And I was laughing about it earlier today. The Progressive versus State Farm Bowl for this game between the two quarterbacks. Obviously you've got Kareem Hunt going back to Kansas City. Is there a storyline that you really like going into this game? And by the way, John Dorsey, I didn't bring that up. I mean, there are just so many good little storylines going into this game. Is there something that you like? You're like, I love this about this game.
I mean, I think the journey that Kevin Stefanski has been on and what happened over the past 10 days and that he, you know, he's not been in the head coaching circles long enough to really have like a long relationship with Andy Reid, and the chance to go up against Andy Reid, who outside of Bill Belichick is, an absolute masterful coach who's been around for so long and seen so much. He is a coach that coming out of the bye, Andy Reid is the best out there, and that's a big challenge for Kevin Stefanski. But the idea that, you know, yesterday was the one-year anniversary, of course, of him coming to the Browns, that a year later they'd be here. I had no comprehension that that was possible. I don't think people really had a grip on who Kevin Stefanski was a year ago. And the chance to advance on to the AFC title game with all that they've been through, this is the coach of the year. I know that he may not win that award, and that really doesn't matter to me. I mean, but I think when you look at – I think Cleveland fans can see the contrast between a Stefanski-run team and all that's happened up until now over the past 20-plus years. The future is bright because of the leadership here, and I can't wait to see how one of the best game play callers that suddenly in Cleveland goes up against Andy Reid with a very similar quality. I think it's a great showdown.
Mark, NFL.com asks you and your colleagues to pick games. One guy picked the Browns to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and that guy was?
Well, it was me, because I did this last week with the Steelers. And, you know, part of me was, look, I really believed they could beat Pittsburgh. Something about it around this part of the week where you're thinking, is this possible? Are you living in a dream world? And I think it's possible with the Chiefs, too. I picked them to win 37-33. It's what we've talked about. I think their defense, Cleveland's defense, is going to be compromised, but I believe in this offense, and you're getting guys back, you're getting coaches back. Why not? And I just think this team has a mentality of why not? Why not get on to one more game? This isn't the end. And I know that a lot of people are talking about Cleveland playing with house money at this point. They won the playoff game. Maybe the season ends here. That's not what the team is saying. I don't think you hear a word anything close to that. That can be psychology for the media and for fans. But the team, I think, believes they have a chance, and that's how they played last week, so why not?
I love it.
I do, too. I think you're dead on with the house money statement, too. I think we thought that last week, just even making the playoffs, and the Browns proved that that's just not true. That's just not true on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, the way that they speak, the way that they believe in each other, I think if you're the Chiefs, I mean, flip it around. If you're the Chiefs looking at the Browns, you'd say, there are other teams I might want to deal with in terms of their offense and the way that their offense is working right now. The Browns are a load to deal with on that side of the ball. So this is not something where I think equally Kansas City, they're so well prepared week after week, but their defense has given up over 24 points in 6 of 8 games. So you like that matchup. I would not want to go deal with a Rams-type defense or the Saints-type defense. Kansas City's defense, you can hang with them.
Do they have enough of a running game where you can't completely sell out on the pass? And with Helaire out, I don't know that that's the case. You tell me.
That's not been their strength. I mean, it's not to the level of Pittsburgh at all, because, you know, Le'Veon Bell, this hasn't been the version of Le'Veon Bell that we're used to. But I do think that he at any moment could, you know, cause danger for Cleveland. But this, their passing game is so versatile and so dangerous that – And I think that they're going to be looking at the back half of Cleveland's defense, even with Denzel Ward, and say, look what's been successful against Cleveland. I don't think you're going to see them veer too far away from just ripping the ball down the field. I think this is, a perfect matchup for Kansas City on that front, too, which is why I think it will be incredibly high scoring on both sides.
Mark, a pleasure.
Thanks,
and
Mark.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
You're going to win.
I like it. We'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.